Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. President Trump's national security adviser has accused Russia of engaging in subversion to undermine confidence in free and open societies. General H.R. McMaster was speaking to the BBC after President Trump sent out a new national security policy.
This strategy views the world as it is, right? It doesn't create some sort of aspirational model. And so that's what we have to view Russian behavior as. We have to look at really what Russia's actually doing. Of course, we have to counter Russia's destabilizing behavior and the sophisticated campaigns of propaganda and disinformation, efforts to polarize communities and pit them against each other, especially in the democratic world and in free and open societies. They use that openness and freedom against countries, I think, to weaken their popular will and their resolve.
General McMaster also described North Korea as a grave threat to the world. The investigation into the cause of a train crash in the US state of Washington is focusing on the speed of the train before it plunged off a bridge onto a motorway below. Officials say three people were killed and about 70 injured, 10 of them seriously. The final day of campaigning is getting underway in Catalonia ahead of regional elections on Thursday called by the Spanish government. Madrid dissolved the Catalan parliament after its unilateral declaration of independence following a referendum. The general secretary of the pro-independence Republican Left Party, Marta Rovira, said the continued imprisonment of candidates such as Oriol Junqueras meant that the elections were not democratic.
The Spanish state is allergic to democracy. It is so allergic to us practicing democracy, as we did in October, that it completely alters the rules of the game. And that is what is preventing Oriol Junqueras from being here today. Oriol Junqueras cannot participate in this debate under the same circumstances as the other candidates, in a way that is absolutely unjust and harms the rights of voters.
World News from the BBC.